This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a brand new guest and a brand new company. And I guess you could say I've been following this company for a couple of months now. We're talking about Advantage One Oil Corporation. Well, they trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol ANTGF. They also trade on the Canadian Stock Exchange. Your ticker symbol is AOC. And with us today is the CEO and director of the company, Charles Dove. Charles, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
You know, I know you're feeling a little bit under the weather, so I'll try to keep this briefly and we'll get through this interview. First of all, give us a little bit about statement of who you guys are and what you guys do out there.
Well, we are a Canadian company operating entirely in the state of Texas. In Texas, we just find there are a lot of advantages to work in the oil and gas business. The impression that I had years ago about Texas was that the oil fields were all done there. It had been found. There wasn't much left to do, but we are finding just the opposite. There is a lot left to do. There's a lot of low-risk opportunity, and we just see that as a great way to grow a company right now.
Why has Advantage One chosen to operate in Texas?
Well, when we look at just the commodity price difference, which is huge, just looking at prices yesterday, Western Canada Select, which granted is a little heavier oil, when it was put into American dollars, was $39.33. West Texas Intermediate was $63.43. That's a discount for the Canadian oil of $24 a barrel, or 61% lower. So when we're seeing a much greater commodity price, it's a lot easier to make money. So that makes sense for us. We also find that reservoirs there are shallower, drilling cost is lower, and there is a lot of close-in, lower-risk opportunity.
You know, a lot of my listeners don't realize or didn't know that you worked for a long time with DeJure Energy in Alberta. Tell us what you did with that company. I know what you did, and you turned it into a powerhouse. But, you know, give my listeners a little bit of background from that company.
DeJure Energy came from an opportunity through an associate of mine. DeJure had been a mining operation. They were looking for ways to use their money raised for mining and oil and gas. They contacted me and I said, well, let's start a private oil and gas company. I funded it in part, DeJure funded it in part. And I started out as basic as incorporating the company. We carried on for a while doing exploration work as we'd raised our money as flow-through shares. The caveat to that, of course, is you have to do pure exploration. You can't do development work. And we found opportunity in Northeast BC. We carried on that way and started drilling. Our first winter of drilling, we pulled a bit of a rabbit out of a hat, having identified a play. We took it from basically getting the land deal to having two wells down and cased and tested in about 30 days. Which is amazing for BC with the approval process there. That was in 2007. In 2008, we set into a development program on that land. We had also added land over the summer. Our 51-101 evaluation at the end of 2007 was about $3.5 million. By mid-2008, we were $58.2 million. We were at 1,000 barrels a day and exactly 50.0% oil, 50.0% gas, which a person could never plan on, but gas actually had considerably more value back then. And that was all with the drill bit. We didn't buy one barrel. We drilled it all. It was a lot of fun. It's nice when you get into something and it's working well.
Well, you know, I brought that up for a reason, to be honest with you, Charles, because I wanted my listeners to get a background of, you know, when I say when you buy a company, you look at management. And to my eyes, you know, you've been there, you've done it before. What strategy are you going to bring to this new company? And how are you going to get Advantage One Oil Corporation to do the same thing as you did with DeJure?
Well, basically, it's applying whatever technologies are appropriate and current for any given opportunity. With DeJure, we saw opportunity. We saw that we needed great subsurface definition. We did some detailed seismic work. It worked out very well for us. It reduced our risk. Here in Texas, there are a number of properties which are really underproduced. We've seen things with recovery rates of 5% or less of the oil in place. And that's primarily because people have just drilled wells and put a pump on it, and that's as far as they've gone in terms of trying to extract a greater percentage of the oil in place from the reservoir. The idea of a water flood or a more technically involved way of enhanced recovery has not really occurred amongst the smaller players down there. Plus, with application of technology, with working with people that are familiar with the enhanced recovery methods, that are familiar with making sure they use the proper drilling fluids, doing what can be done to extract the most we can from these older pools, we just see a great opportunity to make money. These wells are not going to be huge wells on their own, but we'll be able to drill a great number of them for not a lot of money. And as a result, the risk profile is considerably better. When we look at our recent experience, and I'm going to be a little bit on the high side on cost here, we are very confident we can get these wells that we're currently embarking on drilled for $75,000 drilled and cased. When you look at that, if we are recovering 15 barrels a day, those wells pay out in 3 months.
Wow.
And that's the key here is, working forward with that strategy, we currently have land prepared for as many as 30 to 50 locations. With 30 to 50 locations, on the low side of 10 barrels a day per well, that takes us to 500 barrels a day. On the higher side of 25 barrels a day per well, that takes us to 750 to 1250 barrels a day. It moves us a long ways ahead from where we are today.
And your break-even point, is that still 60 barrels a day?
Yeah, we break even at about 60 barrels a day, and we're very close to that right now. This next drilling program and some other wells we have brought on production should bring us very close to that in the very near future.
My guest today is Advantage One Oil Corporation. I want my listeners to take a look at the stock. I think they're going to be turning the corner here in the first and second quarter. It's trading around 14, 15 cents a share. Well, they trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol ANTGF. They also trade on the CSE, Canadian Stock Exchange, AOC. What is currently underway and what activity has the company planned for the first and second quarter of 2018?
We're right now preparing to drill six wells. These six wells are targeting Poth Sand, is the name of the sand. The Poth Sand has a number of layers in it, a number of different sands. We have identified three. The A Sand has been developed to some degree with minimal recoveries. The B Sand, which is only about 10 feet deeper, has not really been touched yet and is very widespread as we see it. And there's a C Sand that can come in occasionally also. So what we will do is these six wells will be targeting primarily the A and B sand in close proximity to wells that have produced. We are going to be aiming at the lowest risk possible to get underway here. And then we do have another number of locations, as many as 10, ready to go with success on these that will prioritize just where we carry on our drilling. So we are going to be moving forward here quite aggressively. When I say that we have six ready to go, a total of 10 possible right now with what we have done, that number could go up quite quickly with some success and as we start on this development program.
Charles Dove is my guest today. He's the new CEO and director of Advantage One Oil Corporation. Paul Haber is still with the company. He moved to the chairman of the board capacity. In closing, Charles, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to get out there to the listeners?
We are working on developing low-risk repeatable development reservoirs. As we carry on with this, of course, we're looking for other opportunity. As we grow in size, we'll be able to access larger opportunities. And as we get into larger opportunities, the competition gets leaner. So we're just looking for ways to keep this growing, and we'll look for ways to make some big leaps ahead as we go forward.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's a pleasure to have you on here. I hope that you return and come back in 50 or 60 days and give my listeners an update of what's going on with your company.
I really look forward to that.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.